Coming up after the break, we'll be talking to Dr. Ellen McSweeney of the Irish Blood Transfusion Service.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Open for lunch, early bird, evening dining and takeaway. Treat yourself to the finest food and the warmest hospitality at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
Better hearing is better together. At Audiology Medical Services, we're offering microsuction earwax removal for just €100 for two people. Normally, €70 each. And that's not all. Your visit includes a free adult hearing test. Bring someone you care about and share the gift of better hearing today. But hurry, this offer won't last forever. Free phone 1-800-501-501 to book at our Tralee or Killarney clinics. Audiology Medical Services, giving you back the gift of hearing.
At Macaulay Pharmacy, we've got you covered for allergies. Our range of allergy relief is available to alleviate common allergy symptoms. Ask our pharmacy team about the best allergy relief for you. Macaulay, better care starts local. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Deirdre here from Mobility Genie Farn 4. Call to our fantastic showroom for extra wide fitting footwear, mobility aids, sports injury supports and lots more, where our friendly team is on hand with over 35 years experience in mobility retail. Phone 066 712 0088 or visit mobilitygenie.ie. Remember, we're now in Farn 4, open Monday to Friday only, 9:30 to 5:30. Mobility Genie, how can we help?
Stock up on savings this week at Dunn Stores. Sharpen up with Gillette Fusion 5 and ProGlide Big Blade Packs. Any two for €38. Treat someone special with selected Lindor 337 gram range. Only €12 each. And chill with Heineken Corona or Birra Moretti 12 bottle packs. Just €15 each. Plus, save more with your 10 or 50 voucher. Dunn Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Vouchers can be used on next grocery shop. Excludes alcohol. Please drink sensibly.
In Business on Radio Kerry.
We'll send an expert out that understands your industry and can immediately help you identify where there may be opportunities to save in the energy that you're using in your business and make those savings real to allow you to reduce your costs and, I suppose, increase competitiveness.
That's In Business every Thursday from 6 to 7 here on Radio Kerry. Proudly sponsored by Orbitus, providing the Kerry business community with integrated tax, legal and HR services from the heart of Tralee. Orbitus.ie.
Have your say. Call, text or email. Talk About at RadioKerry.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Talk About. This is Breeda sitting in for Deirdre Walsh. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300 or call the show on 066 7123 666. Now, there's an important blood donation clinic taking place across Kerry over the coming weeks, with one happening in Ballybunion today. To talk us through where people can donate and why the need is so great at the moment and constantly, I'm joined by consultant haematologist Dr. Ellen McSweeney. Doctor, thanks very much for joining us.
Not at all. Thank you for having me on, Breeda.
Dr. McSweeney, to start with, in Ballybunion today, when is it on? And how important then are these local clinics in keeping the blood supply steady?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're in the community centre in Ballybunion, and the clinic hours are 10 to 5 until 10 past 8 this evening. And somebody can, we really ask somebody if they made an appointment, if they at all can, to come. And if somebody hasn't made an appointment, they can still make one up to 4 o'clock, or they can just walk into the clinic. Now, it's really important because our blood supplies are always, you know, there's always a balance, and it's often tight between demand for blood and our supplies. And this is especially in the summer season when people are on holidays or the children are off school or there's lots of, you know, commitments that people have. So often our supplies actually drop, which is why we ask people if they are going on holidays, maybe they could come and donate before they go, for example.
And for people who haven't donated before, what do they need to bring with them? What do they need to do to prepare? Is it a big, you know, is it a big procedure? What exactly does it look like?
No. It's not a big procedure. What we'd actually advise is that somebody who hasn't donated before, that they first of all go on our website, which is giveblood.ie. Now, there's loads of information there about who can and who can't donate and preparing somebody. And often people, when they come, they must be well hydrated.
Okay.
I've had a meal, say, within the last 3 hours or so, ideally.
Okay, so the line broke up there. So they should be well hydrated. Is that what you said?
Yeah, exactly. Especially in this really hot weather. So have lots of cold drinks before coming and ideally have a good meal in the 3 hours before donating. Right. Now, as regards the criteria, we have, you know, what we ask people to do is go on our website, giveblood.ie, and do the eligibility quiz. There are lots of reasons why people can't donate either permanently, such as they've had a heart attack or they've had a stroke, or temporarily, such as maybe tattoos or acupunctures or piercings or cosmetic treatments, or say wherever they've been on their holidays. So we don't like to defer people on clinic if it's something that they could know beforehand so they're not disappointed. So we very much encourage people to do the quiz. And if they're still not sure, there are FAQs for frequently asked questions, or just phone us on 1-800-731-137 and we'll talk through whatever the reason actually is.
And you mentioned the, you know, the criteria for giving blood. There have been changes in recent years to who is eligible and who can now give blood that wouldn't have been allowed to give blood in the past. I think maybe people with hemochromatosis were maybe not allowed before, but they are definitely allowed now.
Absolutely. We're continually reviewing our guidelines. So we say to somebody, just because you were told in the past you couldn't donate, you know, look our guidelines up now. They may have changed. So you're right. People with hemochromatosis can now be accepted at any of our blood donor clinics around the country as long as they're in the maintenance phase. So they've had their iron depletion treatment and their ferritin levels, iron levels, are back within the normal range. And they haven't any serious complications like liver complications or heart complications that they might have got from hemochromatosis.
There's a text in here from a listener and they ask, would you mind asking the doctor, why do people who had jaundice and as a child can't give blood anymore? This person is included in that instance. They're in their late 50s now.
Okay, well, again, that's one of the rules and the guidelines that actually change. So we now say if somebody had jaundice before the age of 13, it was very likely to be hepatitis A. So they can actually come and donate. Now, if somebody had, you know, there are lots of reasons for jaundice. It could be because of gallstones or something that, you know, so it does depend on the reason for it. Or if somebody knows they had hepatitis A at any stage of their life, then they can come and donate 6 months afterwards.
And are there other criteria that have changed, or are these the main ones?
And there are other ones. And in May of 2023, we introduced malaria antibody testing because we're always looking for new donors, including donors from different ethnic minorities, particularly donors of African ancestry. And the malaria antibody test, when the people who'd lived in countries where malaria is endemic, who couldn't donate in the past, now can.
And I think you also have a number of clinics planned around the Ring of Kerry. What's the importance of having rural clinics like this, and are they usually well supported in Kerry?
Oh, absolutely they are. I mean, rural clinics are vital, really, because we need blood all the time. We need 3,200 units every week.
Wow.
And but we find that the rural clinics with the local communities are wonderful. They're great. Donors are really wonderful people. And if we ever say we're short, they're great to come out and to support us. Now, at the moment, we're actually comfortable just today, but it can change very quickly. So especially, we say, during the summer months, to please, if you at all can, do come. As you say, there's Ballybunion tonight. We're also in Castle Island on the 1st and the 2nd of July. And we're in Tralee on the 13th, the week beginning the 13th. And we do the Ring of Kerry later on in the month. If somebody isn't sure where our clinics might be, then they can look on our website and go to the clinic finder and put in Kerry. and put in the month, and that will bring up all of the clinics that we actually have and the dates and the times.
And this might be a bit random now, Dr. McSweeney, but do you still give the pins for people who have donated an awful lot over the years?
Oh, we do, absolutely. Indeed, we do. And we actually give, we have ceremonies for people who've given a lot of blood, people who've given 50 donations or 100 donations. And if they've given 100, they actually get a pedicure, which is lovely, really. Just as an appreciation for the effort and the commitment that people have had over the years.
Yeah, my cousin actually got the pelican there maybe two years ago, and he's not like, you know, he's only in his 30s, but he you know, religiously gives it every time it's in his area. And I must say I was quite jealous of the free jewellery for people who have donated. There's another text in here from one of our listeners, and they're wondering, can you donate blood if you're taking statins or aspirin?
Right. First of all, with the statins, you can. Now, the statins are for, obviously, as you know, people who have high cholesterol. Now, if somebody was given a statin by their GP, then we actually say that's okay, they can come and donate. But if they were prescribed it by, say, a cardiologist, then it's not the statin we're worried about, but we'd like to know what investigations they had done, and if they did have, you know, an obstruction, what degree or plaque in their arteries, what degree that actually was. So again, we would ask, if that's the case, we write, and we get consent, obviously, and write to somebody's GP or cardiologist to find out. Now, as regards the aspirin, then we don't accept people who are given aspirin. It could be given, obviously, for somebody who had TIA, a transient ischemic attack, or it could be given for somebody who had cardiac more plaque that the consultant was concerned about. And as well with aspirin, somebody could actually bleed more or bruise more afterwards.
So for people who, you mentioned that there's on the website, there's a frequently asked questions section.
Yes.
And there's also a phone number. Would you mind repeating those just so that our listeners can get those details again if they're interested in finding a clinic nearby?
Of course. So the website is giveblood.ie, and go to the clinic finder, and that will, and put in the county, put in the month, and it'll bring up the clinic. Now, the frequently asked questions are there as well on the website if you go into becoming a donor, and the eligibility quiz. And the actual phone number is 1-800-731-137.
So that's 1-800-731-137.
That's correct.
Perfect. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Not at all. Thank you too for having me on.
And that was Dr. Ellen McSweeney. And